zeg, ik start de opname, denk ik. Ja, dat is woensdagmiddag.
Oké.
En dat betekent dat het tijd is voor Teranga. Met wat feedback hier en daar tussen Amsterdam en Dakar.
Wat fout.
Die hebben we allemaal. Heel veel mensen hier.
Ja, we horen jou.
Welkom in de village.
Merci bien.
On écoute par le microphone de studio. De condenser mic die is aangesloten op de laptop. Ja. En ja, we zijn nu in de village des Arts in Dakar. Maar op een andere plek dan het atelier waar we normaal zijn. Het atelier van ADCC en Lamine. Lamine est là. C'est Lamine. Bonjour.
How you been doing, guys? We are here for the Radio Teranga, like every Wednesday. And today we are going talking about birds, and yeah, we're very excited. We are in the workshop of Moussa, the late great artist Moussa Sarr, our uncle and friend.
Moussa Sarr,
yes, like
the brother of Papa Sarr, who died 2 months after Sarr died.
Yeah,
they are together.
Ooh. We together.
Nyofar. Yeah, we have it over vogels. We talk about birds. And you know why? Because I spent a few days in Joual.
Yeah.
Dans la forêt.
Ouais.
Avec Kansi et Mursana Ali.
Ah.
Qui ont un grand projet là-bas.
Ouais.
Un terrain de 4 hectares.
Oui.
4 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 2 days to meet with the 2 great artists who work there.
Yeah.
And I walked around in this 4 hectares wide creation.
Yeah.
And I saw many birds.
Yeah.
Wild birds.
Mm.
Golden, red, blue.
Yeah.
They make songs. Mm. They dance. And I loved it.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. So that's why we want to talk about birds, because the birds, you know, for me, the symbol of the bird is also the free flying creature.
The joyful and
Yes, man. And there's something else I discovered. I discovered in the project called Porte et Passage du Retour. Gates and Passengers of Return.
Yeah.
In this place, I found some brothers smoking pun.
Smoke pone.
Yeah. Pone is the alternative for tobacco.
Yeah,
it is. It has almost the same taste,
mm-hmm.
and it is without nicotine.
They say.
That's what they say. we still make some real analysis.
Yeah. We have to.
It is far cheaper than tobacco.
Yeah, it's far cheaper.
It's really cheap.
Yeah.
I will bring 1 ounce with me.
1 ounce?
We are 100 grams to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And I will share it with all my
friends
who smoke tobacco to tell them, smoke phone!
Smoke
phone! Smoke phone! Smoke phone! Smoke phone! Jullie hebben de foto gezien die ik heb opgestuurd van de
phone.
Ja, heb ik gezien.
Ja, moet je proeven.
Ja, ik ben niet zo van de tabak.
Oh nee, dat is waar ook. Maar je kan het wel mengen met andere.
Ik kan het wel proeven.
Proeven kan. Ja, kan. Zeker. Nee, maar ja, ik was dus... het is maar 100 kilometer ongeveer ten zuiden van... It's only 100 kilometers from Dakar, Joël.
It's not too far.
It's not too far, but it takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes a long time because of the road. So.
Well, on the way there, we took a taxi. We took the peage, the highway. But there was a traffic jam.
Yeah, traffic jam.
Because of the works. Mm-hmm. So we were about 1 hour in the heat on the highway. That was no power off. Why? Power. Okay. And then that was really hot, but finally we came in Mboer, halfway.
Yeah.
And there we find another taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to cross Mboer, mm-hmm. which is not so easy,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potholes in the roads and everywhere, so it takes time,
Yeah.
But finally we arrived. Yeah. And when you arrive, you know where you are if you see on the right side the art center.
Mm.
And this art center is really big hangar, a warehouse, you know. And that's where Kansi and Muhsana, his wife, she's from the United States, but she has been in Senegal and working in Africa.
For a while.
And she makes beautiful ceramic pictures and artworks, really huge, with baobabs.
Yeah.
But what is interesting, in this warehouse, it's now one big atelier, but what's happened, when they were away for a while, when they came back, they discovered that one of their guards had invited or let in 300 boys who were hiding in the forest of the Catholic Church there, preparing to go into the pirog to migrate to Spain.
Oh, wow.
You know, 300.
300 guys.
But unfortunately, the police discovered and they throw them all out and they arrested the guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now in prison.
Oh.
And I'm not sure why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did it to help.
Maybe.
Maybe he did it to make a profit.
Yeah, I think.
You know,
I think
it can be anything.
It can be,
But at the same time, it is an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about migration, and we talk in this program a lot about migration.
Yeah.
And one of the problems with migration is that very often these are young people who don't know the sea.
Yeah.
They are from inside the country, or from Mali, or from Burkina, and they have no idea what they're going to do.
Mm.
So we have decided to create, in this hangar, a place where we can teach, where we can learn from each other, and where we can prepare for the trip, but we can also make them think, maybe there's another way to make a life.
Yeah, there is another way.
And that's where art can come in.
Mm-hmm.
We have the space, we have all the possibilities, and they have to wait anyway to find the pirog.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we can document their life.
Yeah.
We can realize what they leave behind.
Mm.
The family, the nature, the village. Oh, somebody is calling. Martin. Hello, Martin. Ça marche pas? Oui, ok, d'accord. Je vais te donner le lien. Ok.
Yeah.
Ik moet even Nene uitnodigen. Even kijken. Comme ça. Even kijken. No, c'est pas ça. I have to invite. My glasses. Can you find them?
I put it in the chat, my friend. It's in the chat. It's in the chat.
Oh yeah.
It should be in the chat. I'm trying to paste it. Hold on.
The link.
Yes, of course. Here you are, in the chat.
Yeah, let's I see it. Yeah, I copy. Kijken. Kopiëren. Ik moet even mijn bril opzetten. En nu moet ik naar WhatsApp. Ik kan beter hierin. Ik moet even andere teranga openen, dat is makkelijker. Andere Jitsi.
Doe je best.
Dat is makkelijker.
Even het volume uitzetten.
Ja. Live is dit vanuit Dakar. Senegal.
Oké. Chat.
Meer connecties maken.
Chat. Hallo, hallo. Copy.
Nice now.
Ja.
Wil je het over? Wil je het niet?
Ja.
Nice now. Wil je het nog? Laat me. Laat me. Laat me.
Laat me.
Met naam die net. Groene. Dat kun je dan.
Oh ja, heb je trouwens, Bart, heb je mijn
liedje.
Mijn liedje ontvangen?
Ja, dit kan ik zo starten. Papa, Papé en Sheik met Yatal Gwei B.
Nu? Maar dat doen we later. Als Lamine Dramé er ook is, want die weet het verhaal wat erbij hoort.
Precies, dan kan je Lamine beter...
Lamine Dramé is een van de revolutionairen toen hier 2 jaar geleden... About 2 years ago, it was the uprising against Macky Sall, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a song that was like the revolution song. Mm-hmm. I wait for Lamine, because he was on the street. Were you on the street in those days?
No.
No, you were painting.
No, I was painting, I was writing too, and doing my stuff. You know, I'm not too political, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I didn't have like position on his shit, you know, because like I'm not like the president was here for a while, and he, you know, I can't say he did nothing, but all I can say is there's a lot of junk, okay, you know. So when the revolutionary came, you know, we have to take position as artists, but you know, there wasn't like a fight, a real fight. No, there was just like a debate, and yeah, of course there was a song with Lamine Dramé.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you will remember and recognize the song. But let's wait until he is here.
He will come.
He will come. Yeah, Lamine is on his way, like Mustafa.
Mustafa is here, man.
Oh, Mustafa, hey man, come. Okay, we share the microphone. Okay. Even de koptelefoon checken. Ik heb ook een nieuwe computer, dat is altijd lastig.
Wat is dat?
Check. No, I don't want it.
Je suis dedans.
Allo, Lili.
Oké, mooi. Nee.
Bonjour.
Ça va
bien.
Ok. Je cherche ma connexion. Attends. Je vais bien. Yeah. Ok. Horen jullie mij?
Oui.
Ja. Ça va. Bien.
Okay. I have 2 years. It's open on the same computer. That's a bit funny. I will close this one. Ah, here we are. Okay, Mustafa is here. Hello, Mustafa.
Hello, Mustafa.
Can you say hello to your
brother? Yeah, I know him.
Say hello, Mustafa. My lady, go out. Dama ko pe sama numu tuddati sama video bi mom la coupé.
Ah, okay.
Ça va
naka ko wé naka ko fu lepp ci jamu
wa lepp jamu ay ci jamu
village bi ak yow
wa gis bi rafet na de village bi.
Ah, dëgg la kay.
Décor bi rafet na. Décor bi wax.
Ah, dëgg la kay. Ñu ngi ci buntu place Pape Moussa.
Waaw. Merci bien. Joli décor.
Oui, un joli décor.
Merci bien.
Là, on est là, en train de faire l'émission. We are here to make the mission at the village opposite the place of Pape Moussa with Yo and Lamine. Yeah.
Okay, and we have a good sound, I think. Huh? Can we have some feedback from Holland?
You could be a bit louder. prepared to resell, for instance.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay, you can also speak slower and more clear so that we can understand what you say.
All right.
Mustafa has the headphone with the sound, so you are in charge, and here's the microphone. If you speak close into the microphone, you will be better.
Yeah.
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Mustafa.
Bert, how are you? Yeah. I'm fine, man.
Studio 20. What is going on? I'm fine.
All right. What is going on? Yeah. What about Michelle? Michelle, how are you?
I'm not too good. I'm quite ill at the moment, so.
Okay.
But it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Life is cool.
We are here at the village.
You know.
To make the emission with the Hollandese people, like Bert. Like
yeah,
you.
We hear more about Senegal and stuff like that. We know about the.
Yeah,
we want to know more about you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but what is going on?
Move with you. I'm showing him some place. Yesterday we are at Joal. Joal is some one region in Senegal.
In the south.
Yes.
Near Gambia.
Yes.
With a nice port.
Close to Gambia, yes. With
beautiful
a nice
island,
port, yes.
Connected with two bridges. I told them already about the place where we were, Porte Passage du Retour.
Yeah.
And I told them about the birds.
Okay.
You know? Did you see any birds there?
Yeah, I see different kind of birds.
What was your favorite bird?
My favorite bird is the corbeau.
I don't know.
The corbeau is the black one. The cry. The corbeau.
Yes, the cry.
Cry.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I like the small golden, you know, golden, black, yellow, black, small birds. They were dancing in the tree.
Yeah.
You know, they were flying in the baobab and in the other trees. They were all over the place. I love them. But I don't know their name. But what I know is that you give birth another name. You say bird instead of Bart. A bird is a oiseau.
Yeah, but
dus Bart, je bent vanaf nu een vogel.
Bird. That's nice.
This is strange.
Bart.
Yeah, it's really Bart. But Bart is okay.
Okay.
Is that okay, Bart?
Yeah, it's important that people know that Bart is actually Bart. And Bert
yeah.
is also good.
Yeah.
Right, this is not working. But it's all. Oh, yeah. No problem. No problem. We have a little bit of connection. Not
the connection.
If you can take the power from this one. Maybe if you plug it in here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Bert. Yeah, you know the corbeau. Yeah, it's the. The cross. Okay. Like bird and we have that oiseau have a streak. And bring those who steal to justice. Otherwise, there is no leadership. When the corpo cries, like when the south, yeah, in Africa, many country and many, you know, people say about bad thing about the corpo.
Okay,
you
can
know?
You make the sound again?
Yeah.
I missed
what you
said.
Yeah.
What is the saying of this crow? And what is the saying? That's what I missed.
Yeah.
what they say is a bad sign to hear them or to see them many in your environment, you know. They can say is a bad sign, like, you know, death, you know, death or something like that, you know. That's why we don't want to see them anymore in our environment, or to see them at your home to cry, like, every time. Yes, we suggest them to go, because it's not the good sign. That is our believing. Some people of Africa, they believe that. And they have a link with the devil. Some people say. They say that kind of Oazo have link with the devil.
Yeah, we have many. That's the one that.
Because my mind
don't survive.
Not
city,
really good.
This has to be Bluetooth mode as well.
I don't hear you.
Yes, no. He's on Bluetooth.
He's not connected here.
He's talking with
hello?
The headphones.
Yeah,
and I just put a through the computer.
We hear you all right, don't worry.
So,
yes.
Resume, or so many people believe that the crow has a connection with the devil. And if you hear the crow, then something's wrong, or it's a bad omen. I think that's something about what you just said, right? Kijk op de telefoon.
Mais on n'entend plus Mustapha.
De microfoon van die Jo M2M, waar die andere Jo aan zit, staat gewoon aan. Dus daar is een gebrek in die mixer. Ja, maar van zijn mobiel. Dat is van zijn mobiel. Maar hij is er twee keer. En die ene, maar nu is die weg.
Maar niet meer. Niet meer. Ken dit gedoe dat die radio bedoel. Ja, je wacht mee. Ken dit gedoe. Ga maar Jo, daarvoor. Sorry, ik microfoon weer. Ga maar mee.
Dan ga ik geluid maken. Ja. Hey. Now they hear me. Ja, toch?
Ja.
Horen jullie mij?
Ja.
Nee, oké. Okay. Dat gaan we even onderzoeken. Ik ga laat jullie even zien waar we zijn. We zijn voor het atelier van Moussa Sago. En hier hangt een schilderij. Zie je wel? Dat is gemaakt door Adi. Dit is Adi. Die bezorgt nu de koffie. En Adi heeft dit schilderij gemaakt in opdracht van M2M. En het is zijn interpretatie van het schilderij dat Papa Sacco heeft gemaakt in 2008 bij de herdenking van de Schipholbrand. En als je goed kijkt, dan zie je namelijk de 11 geesten van de 11 doden van de Schipholbrand. Bijna 20 jaar geleden. En dat schilderij, dat is helaas zoek geraakt. Dat is verdwenen in 2012. Tijdens de oprichting van We Are Here. Daarom willen we graag een nieuwe versie maken van Die Baobab. Dit is de eerste nieuwe versie. Hè? To make alive again of the painting. We create a new genre, a new tradition, a new movement around the Baobab. You know? The Baobab in art is very, very special. You know? I have seen a Baobab of ceramic 40 meters high, made by Muhsana Ali and Kansi, and many friends. It's amazing. It's great. There's so much to say about the Baobab, but let's just watch it. Even kijken. Doe ik het nou goed? Nee, ik doe het niet goed. Het is best moeilijk hoor. Ja, daar heb je hem weer. Je ziet de hemel met de vuurgloed. En je ziet ook onder de geesten van de doden zie je twee ogen. Deze ogen die zijn veranderd in de ogen van Papa Sacco. Het hele verhaal is eigenlijk ook een gezicht van Papa Sacco. Van de doden die hij in zijn hoofd heeft. En de Baobab heeft 11 vruchten. Het zijn geen bladeren, het zijn de vruchten van de Baobab. Waar je alles mee kan doen. Waar je een drank van kan maken, dat je kan eten, dat je kan koesteren. Ja, dit doek gaat naar Amsterdam en wordt het decor van de performance die we daar gaan doen tijdens de herdenking van de Schipholbrand. Tevens hommage aan Papa Sacco. Dit is eigenlijk een van de eerste producten van... van het werk hier in Dakar. Het is nog niet helemaal af. We gaan het nog mooier maken, maar zo krijg je een idee. Ik zal nog een foto sturen, die kunnen we ook publiceren, als het af is. En dat zal waarschijnlijk zijn voordat ik vertrek, want maandag vlieg ik terug naar Amsterdam. Hallo. Oké, I say hello. You take over.
Yeah. Hallo, bud.
Hallo.
Ouais. Yo, est en train de parler avec. Ouais. Je parle avec le secrétaire. Et c'est comme ça que ça se passe au village. Vous avez vu? On est là avec tout le monde. C'est ça. Yeah.
Quoi tu as non?
Lamine.
Lamine, n'a de.
My fille, ça va.
Ça va bien.
Le cœur pauvre, les bien.
Wow.
Il s'est bon.
8 ans, Eric.
Ah, pauvre, vous êtes d'ailleurs.
Mais il est tout doux, tu veux dire, Nick.
Ah, fille de non, d'accord, vous pouvez être gagné. Mais c'est un village, vous pouvez être avec. Ça va faire une affaire de non. Gamou, vous êtes sous le.
Ah, t'es gamou, vous êtes sous le.
Ah, oui. Tu sais? Yeah.
Yo ngi don wax ak secrétaire bi. Secrétaire du galerie bi la don waxal.
Wow.
Oké, ik neem even over. Zijn we nog op twee manieren verbonden met jullie of is er eentje verbroken nu? Ja. Dan is de lijn op de computer verbroken. Ik weet niet waarom. Even kijken wat er gebeurd is. Het is allemaal experiment, jongens. Het is nu een keer zo.
Ja.
Even kijken. Can you hold the camera?
Yeah. Hey guys, we don't like hear you from there, except like Mountain Nene. There's somebody on the radio that don't speak. Hello. Yeah, Michel. Yeah.
Oui.
Okay. Michel. Yeah. I talked with Auntie Nene before, and there is Michel. And who is the next one? PTP Studio. Is you?
That's me. Yeah, that's my line.
Ah, that's your line. D'accord. Okay. Yeah, it's nice to have you guys online. Like every Wednesday, and it's the pleasure to talk about everything, not just arts or but every question, everything that interesting you're supposed to talk about on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Today, like we said before, we're supposed to talking about the bird. And when we talk about bird, this is inspiring, and it's like remember like lot of things, because bird is something that is free, first of all, and who can travel without like any papers, any borders. So like it's a freedom thing. It's inspiring about freedom. Yeah, and it's a nice subject. Thank you for having us. And if somebody wants to talk about like have his own idea or talk about the subject, yeah, we're listening too. Yes.
Yeah. It's a wish to fly. Yeah. Very much. That's there's so much science, so much stuff being invented, but not that we can personally fly and leave all the borders behind, because that would be nice.
Bobby is talking. Bobby is talking, but I can't hear him. There is like two songs on the phone is like talking, and I hear another song.
Sorry.
So how do you hear me talking, but you don't hear what I'm saying?
That was because the volume was down. Now it's open
I
again.
See. Ah, that's it. The volume was down. Yeah. No, I said it.
You can put it away.
Birds,
right?
Is that birds can fly away, and people cannot. And still there's no invention. There's so much science, so much things that you can do, but just the individual flying hasn't been invented yet, but it would make everybody so free to go where they want.
Yes, right.
So that's the kind of what you see in birds, that you wish you could fly away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the projection of your mind, man.
Yeah, so that's about birds, yes. So why birds, yo?
Because I was inspired by the birds in the forest in the south of Senegal. I told you about...
That jumped up and down.
Yeah. I sent you a picture, you know? in the email, I think. That's the picture we want to use for the YouTube.
Yes, I remember, yes.
You see it?
If you hear this, you probably can see that picture.
Okay. Okay. Not yet.
No, no, I mean that's for later on. Everybody after
yes,
who doesn't hear this live, I will see the picture.
Okay.
But, so that's why you want to talk about birds. Well, we had a crow already. You know that Amsterdam is full of crows. And wild birds, it's the crow that's most there. They're always there. So it does it mean that we're in the grip of the devil?
Yeah.
What is your favorite bird? Bird? Microsoft.
A bat, but it's not a bird.
A bat is a fleermouse. What is my favorite bird? You are my favorite bird, Bart. I know.
I'm not really a bird.
Yeah. You're not really?
No, that's true. Really, but you can fly, man, if you want.
You have to be light also to fly.
You have to have a free mind, man.
Stories of people who sit in the cell, but I'm free because my mind is free. And then they sit in the cell for the rest of their life. So I don't know. I'd rather be outside free, and this mind will do its own thing.
I can give you a historic example. You know, I'm an historian. Rosa Luxemburg, who was a revolutionary woman in Germany, who was killed later on in 1918, I believe, in Berlin. But before she was in prison, I think in Hamburg, and the only thing that kept her alive was listening to the birds outside her window. She didn't see them all the time, but she heard them. That's what kept her alive. The bird can save you, like dogs. I don't know which bird it was, but any bird is okay as long as it can sing and dance. That's my vision.
Yeah, the night.
Yeah, in my opinion, the bird is there to fill in the wall because the wall have many, many parasites.
Oh, yeah?
The wall have many parasites, and you know that. Yeah. Il y a beaucoup de vers, beaucoup d'insectes sur la terre, mais à travers les pigeons, les oiseaux, yes, they clean our sun, and you know.
You think that they clean up the earth?
Yeah.
Oh, nice idea too. Yeah.
And my favorite bird is pigeon. I don't know how to call it in English. My favorite bird. Nice. And communicate.
Okay.
Nice, yeah.
But they shit all over the place, man.
Yeah, but if you like them, that is not a problem. Yeah, you can clean in every time and you know.
Okay.
Better connection with.
Then you like to eat them too?
Eat because I used to eat them.
Yeah.
I used to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because
it's good for health.
Good for the healthy and you know.
Okay.
But you know, in Amsterdam we have many pigeons, and they shit, and they are poisonous because they eat shit and they shit poison, and it's they're called flying rats.
Flying rats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you have doves in your pigeons in your garden, you're not happy. You try to chase them away.
Yeah. If you see my house, everywhere they put nets to keep the pigeons away from the balcony. Because, you know, it's not fun.
Not fun, yeah.
If the shit stays, everything, if you try to clean it, the poison comes out.
Oh.
You need special people with special masks. That's and true. Poison, yeah. And yeah. Chemistry to get it off.
Okay, okay.
That's why we don't like pigeons in the city. Yeah. That's our problem. If you can be friends, it's okay, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, you have the parakeet. The parakeet.
The parrot. Yeah, the papagaai.
The parrot is the good friends too, because some parrot can even speak or sing some, you know.
Yeah.
Famous melody and, you know.
Do they speak Wolofo?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the stealer come in the house, it can say, sake, sake, sake.
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 What does that mean?
Stealer.
You know,
yeah, okay. Somebody will steal.
Yeah.
No, they steal as well. Mm. Oh, they warn you against the thief.
They warn you.
Yeah. Like a house dog.
Yeah.
Guarding. Okay. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Oh.
We have an artist. We have an artist. You have pizza?
Good boy. You have pizza? Good boy. That's it. Only like you have said. We need it. Good palace.
Okay, tell me about it. What do we see?
Yep. Yeah. Here we can see an African woman sitting.
A sitting woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who is the woman? Do we know?
No, we don't know.
Shall we ask Kadi?
No, I only mean no.
But just a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. She's sitting in a space.
Yeah.
With a frame around.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a house.
Yeah.
She's sitting on a bed.
Yeah. And preparing herself to a ceremony. Yeah.
Maybe a wedding?
Yeah, maybe a wedding.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. Or the Tabaski, like we used to celebrate the Eid. Yeah.
Talking about religious parties, tomorrow is another party, yeah?
There is party?
Tomorrow is Gamu.
Yeah, it is a Gamu.
Gamu, that is for the Akene, jongens. Morgen is het Gamu. And what is Gamu?
Gamu is the celebration of the birth of our prophet.
The birth?
Yeah.
The birth.
The birth. Yeah, sorry. La naissance. Okay. Yeah, sorry. The birth. Okay. Yeah.
He was born on that day.
Yeah.
The prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks ago, it was the party of Muhammad Ubamba. He's also a prophet.
Muhammad Ubamba is like the disciple of the prophet. Everything that he writes is going to the prophet and his prophecy. So Muhammad Ubamba wasn't the prophet, but for us in Senegal, he like teaches a lot about the prophet Muhammad, and so we celebrated the 18th Safar. Like every year, and it's the celebration of his time back from like a long travel with white people, and at this time, so it's kind of like Gamu too, but we call it Magal.
Magal, yeah, that's the Grand Magal.
Yeah, it's the Magal.
Yeah, and tomorrow is Gamu.
Tomorrow is Gamu.
What does Gamu mean? That's birth?
Gamu is the celebration of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of all of us, Muslims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in Holland, there are many Muslims.
Yeah.
I think more than Catholic. But I never heard about this day.
Ah.
I'm not sure if it's celebrated. Weet iemand bij jullie dat? Of, nee, tu sais, si en Hollande, il y a le Gamu aussi?
Ah ben, il y en a qui le font. Ceux qui font le Magal de Touba, là. Okay. Les daïra qui le font là. Ils font aussi le gamou.
Ok, mais et toi, toi-même?
Non, moi je le fais ici à la maison, avec des prières.
Ah. Ok, c'est tout.
Oui.
Et ça suffit?
Mais oui, ça suffit. C'est que la prière qui est plus importante.
Ah, ah. Ouais. Et tu prépares pas un repas spécial, par exemple?
Bon, c'est pas, je ne suis pas obligé de préparer un repas important, mais je peux le faire. Je peux le faire. Oui.
Ok. Alors, ça veut dire que ma naissance est 5 jours après la naissance du prophète.
Oui.
Ça veut dire que tu peux préparer un bon repas pour mon anniversaire.
You're not a prophet, bro.
Je suis talibé de Teranga.
Oui. toi, tu es les deux. Tu es Mourid et tu es Tijane en même temps.
Ah ah. J'aime bien être talibé de Teranga.
Talibé de Teranga, c'est les deux, hein?
Ah, surtout les deux. Oui. Et amen. Je suis très heureux. Maintenant que j'ai tué, je sais qui je suis.
Oui.
Et moi, je peux pas, il sait aussi qui il est. Pas vrai?
Oui.
Tell me, what are you?
Huh? Yes, good.
What is your identity?
My identity is me, huh? Look at me. I'm here.
Yo.
Like Papa Saho.
Yo.
Yeah. Like my mom, you know, like me too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 3 people in my side.
Aha.
You know.
Only 3?
Yes, only 3.
Okay.
Yeah, one side is my mom, one side my dad, yeah. The other side is me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a triangle.
Yeah, I'm triangle, yeah.
Like Bermuda. Only you don't disappear.
No, I'm not. No, don't disappear, no.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah. Yungi fi.
Papao.
Aksaho.
Aksaho.
Papao.
But yeah.
I'm really waiting for Lamin because we have to talk about the revolution. Yeah, he's late. He's working in the gallery. I was in the gallery. They are building up a very nice installation. It's all about migration. They did a questionnaire. They asked about 100 people about if they are married and how old they are and what they do. And then they also asked. If you want to migrate, how do you think you will migrate? And people say in a boat. Some people say
by plane.
By plane, if they are students. Mm. Some people say overland. And some people say by any means.
By any means.
Yeah, but they all want to.
Yeah.
They all want to migrate.
It's not only migration, or just they only want to migrate. Maybe this is about like. Discovering too, they are curious about what's happening there.
So they want to be tourists.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can see the in this angle, I think, because there's a lot of people also want to discover. Like I say,
they want to travel like I do.
Like they want to be like birds. They want to travel like birds.
Yeah, or bees,
yeah.
Horses, or anything natural. You know, even plants migrate. They put their seeds in the air and they travel. What's wrong? What went wrong on the planet? Why do people have to stay where they are?
That's the main question, I think. Like, I don't know if one day we will go to, like, we will able to be able to, like, accept people. Like to come like here in Senegal and be right and without disturb, without like administrate a lot of things, you know, like here, because people come here from everywhere and they are good because they always say Senegal is safe and there is no disturb. So I mean they have other country have to open up their mind and let people come visit and go back, because I mean, we love Senegal too, and we wanted to live here. So if you want to discover other side, it's just for discovering. You're not going to for me, I'm talking about me. I want to live here, you know, and I decide to live here. So if I go anywhere, it's just for embrace the culture and meet people and share my art and my ideas. So it's not going to be like for leaving my country for the rest of my days. I'm like, you know, Yusundu.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Yeah. Last time I saw a little documentary of Yusundu in the '93, and he was talking about like the fact that he loves Senegal and he wants to live here, but he wasn't talking about that we have to close our country or we have closed up like Trump used to say. America for Americans. So, no, it's not about that. I mean, the world is for all of us.
But I think Yusundu also made propaganda against migration.
Yes.
I think the European Union or France, he asked him to tell the people to not come to France.
He never saying that. Yusundu did a song that talking about immigration. Like, he say that even they stay in other country for 30 years, they have to come back to their country, you know, go back to their country.
To return.
Yeah. Yusundu always say like, yeah, you can go everywhere you want, but the at the end of the day, you have to return on your own. You know, your roots and your country. And I mean, it's a pleasure to be able to do it. Like, for example, if I'm like, I go like in another country, like France, you say, and I don't have the possibility to return in Senegal, I'm like a prisoner in France.
Yeah.
And it will not be a pleasure. It would be like,
it's very true.
Yeah,
and most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
If you come to Europe and you don't have the passport, if you go back, you can never go back, go out again.
No.
No?
Yes.
And if you have to go back, you have to show that you're a big man and that you had all the money and all the women and everything, a car and nice clothes.
Yeah.
And you show that. But sometimes it's only theater, you know?
Yeah.
You have to borrow money from friends and everything.
Yeah.
And you have to pay your debts in Senegal, and you have to pay your debt, and then you're even more a prisoner of the money than you ever were before.
Yeah.
That's the tragic side of migration, no?
Yeah, that's the tragic side.
That's what we want to tell also people before they go in the pirogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this hangar, we can make a school to make them realize.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
To learn from each other also. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can find a way.
Yes.
Without risking your life, because that's what they do, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to risk your life.
It's okay to risk your life.
If it's worth, you know, but
yeah.
If it's only for an illusion, it's not so good.
Yeah, but I mean, like the illusion that they sell to us. Yeah, this somehow that it's an illusion. I agree with you, but like they sell it to us. It's like selling dreams, you know.
And it's big business.
Yeah, it's a big business.
Smugglers and the traders and the
men. Yeah. But the government said last time that people wanted to camp here in Senegal. I don't know out of country because I'm in Senegal too. And they say that if somebody wanted to come to Senegal, he has to do what Senegalese do when they want to go outside.
What is that?
Everybody knows it. They have to, like, go to the embassy, find a visa, like, us, if we want to travel. And I think it's correct. Yeah. And we trying to do, it's not late, but we supposed to start it. Like earlier.
Yeah, but you know, I know that France, for instance, Spain, they invite every year
maybe 100 or 300 workers to help them with the harvest and the building and in the hotels, because they don't have enough people.
Yeah.
And what happens if there are 100 places? How many people apply? 30,000. So that's only a drop in the ocean,
yeah.
You know? That doesn't really work. But the idea is okay, because then you can go and come back. You have to come back after a while. When the work is finished, when the harvest is over, you have to go back. But you can come again next year. I believe that is a way.
Yeah.
And once you are there, and if you are smart and strong and skilled, you can find a job.
Yeah.
Then you can stay. This is much better than asking for asylum. If you're not really a refugee, if you're not there for, you don't have to go because they put you in prison or they kill your father. If it's just to make a better life, you will never get political asylum. You will never get a residence. You will be in camps for years. And they can send you back.
Yeah.
They can even put you in prison if you don't return by on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to go is not to ask for asylum. Mm-hmm. That's my idea.
Yeah.
Because I know what happens in asylum centers.
Mm-hmm.
No? You can do nothing. You have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you are waiting for. Yeah. You don't understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you are totally dependent on people who are there to make money.
Yeah.
My own son has a good job looking after youngsters, asylum seekers. But, you know, it sucks. It really sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're not free. You are there, but you're not there.
Oh. I mean, it's a shame.
It's better to be illegal than asylum seeker.
Yes.
You know, it's better to be sans papier because then you can find your own way.
Yeah.
And in Holland, it's not so easy. But in France and Spain, it's possible. That is my advice.
Yeah.
And also this Dutch language, that's really difficult.
You know, when I was like, after the baccalaureate, when I had the baccalaureate, I was with my uncle, lived in Switzerland for 20 years. And he's the one who started making art in our family. And he's the little brother of my mom. And once he wanted me to come like in Switzerland for visiting him. He used to live in Basel. And I wasn't like in a sabbatic. We can say sabbatic in English. Sabbatic is like the year that you will choose what you want to do after the
and like sabbatical year.
Yeah, so I was in a sabbatical year. And he said that, why don't you come visit me for a month and discover what's happening there.
Yeah.
Just a month. And I was on the Switzerland embassy. And it was like, I wanted to go to the heaven, you know. Without death. And since then, I'm like, if I go outside of my country, it will be just for work. It's not going to be for visit or for tourism. No. No, that's
so you didn't go.
No, I didn't go. Yeah. And since then, I didn't try to go nowhere. I just to stay there, just for work, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Because is it possible to live everywhere in the world and be happy and live by your own, you know, as a person? There's people that who never travel and they are happy, they live their life. Yeah.
There's a lot to discover in Senegal itself. Sure.
Yeah, and all around, because we have a lot of country border, like Cape Verde, like, you know, Gambia. Nigeria.
And the music.
We have the music.
Wow.
Yeah, we have the music, we have the dance.
Yeah,
we can share a lot. So, why not sharing with each artist if it's complicated to go outside? Because people don't think that a black guy from Senegal will come to their country and just stay for a while and come back and return. No, they just think that no, there is nobody like this. If you want to come to, for example, in French, you don't...